Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today. Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Come on out, say hi. Stop in for lunch. Newark, Delaware. We'll be here doing our show until 2 o'clock today. Love the place. So much going on and so much to talk about as the Eagles get ready for a huge game. Really the biggest, clearly the biggest game of the season. The Eagles and the Commanders tomorrow night at Lincoln Financial Field. First place on the line in the division. Let's talk about the game and how the Eagles are playing head into this thing with our guy, Seth Joyner, right now. Seth, how you doing?
Seth.
What's happening, fella?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Well, Seth, big week here. A big week, and we're excited for it. Seth, let's start with the defensive side of the football, Seth. It's now a good sample of this thing turning around to a level that, Seth, I didn't know they could get there this year with all these young guys. When you watch this defense right now, are you convinced that they have really become this good, or are you still at the point where it's like, all right, they've played some bad offenses, let's see it now against Jaden Daniels and Stafford and Lamar? Where are you on how good this defense is now?
Yeah, I'm not one of those buyers into the whole, oh, they played bad teams, bad defenses, bad offenses, whatever, you know. Yeah, there's some offenses and some teams that are better than others, but, you know, the truth is, you know, there's only 1,696 players in the entire league. Hard for me to believe that, you know, there's bad teams out there. When you look at them relative to others, then I can see it. So I'm not a big buyer of that. You know, they've progressed and they've gotten better bit by bit, whether it's tackling, assignment, aggression, whatever you want to call it. You know, they've gotten better week by week, and that's what they just need to continue to do. Now, they got a big challenge coming up this week, especially, you know, trying to keep this quarterback in the pocket. But I think they're up for it because, you know, with all the successes that they've had, 5 wins in a row, that builds confidence. And confidence is the number one thing I believe that any athlete, professional athlete, needs to be great.
Seth, if you were Howie Roseman right now, would you be trying to lock up Zach Bond? It's pretty incredible what he's done this year, and it's not just one or two big games. I mean, we're talking about 3 or 4 or 5 of these weeks. He's been one of the best linebackers in the whole league. Would you try to keep him away from the free agent market? Because they got a good one here. Seth, I want to keep him.
Well, listen, the key word is right now. You said right now. I don't know that, you know, it's going to be one of those right now situations. They've got him under contract with. They still got 8 games left in the season. You know, from the indications of what we'd heard from Zach Bond about the difference between being here and being in New Orleans, it sounds like this is a place where he wants to be. It would behoove Howie to begin thinking about it, because at the rate that he's playing, you know, you're looking at a potential Pro Bowl linebacker. And if he makes the Pro Bowl, then the price is going to go up even more. So it really just depends on, you know, what it is that Howie's trying to do, how soon they want to get it done. But I think you've got the beginnings of a good core of linebackers, and you want to do everything you can to try to keep them together, you know, at least through the next 3-5 years.
Seth Joyner, join us.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Series, we discussed the Eagles. They get set for a huge one against the Commanders. All right, Seth, let's look at the game tomorrow night, the challenge the Commanders present, and Jaden Daniels. What's your thought on him so far? I mean, his numbers are remarkable. He looks very poised out there. A couple days ago, Ron Jaworski said he's the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen. What are you noticing with Jaden Daniels, and what, how do you think the Eagles should try to slow him down tomorrow night?
Well, listen, he has, you know, he has that rare ability to understand where everybody is and, you know, where all his options are, to go through his progressions extremely quickly. It's funny because I was reading something a couple of weeks ago. He's been using virtual reality ever since, you know, he was at LSU. So his entire playbook is on virtual reality. So most of these kids are playing video games all day long. He's on virtual reality going through, you know, his playbook. So you commit to memory, and you commit to, you know, how you, you know, the night before a game, visualize, you know, what you want to happen. It's amazing. The mind doesn't know the difference between, you know, reality and what's going on presently. So he's fed that information in his mind, and I think that's allowed him to progress a lot faster than any quarterback, young rookie quarterback that we've ever seen. But on top of that, he's got, you know, some God-given skills and talents that's hard to, you know, it's just his ability to get out of the pocket and beat you with his legs, to make people miss, his ability to make throws on the run. Those are just God-given gifts. Now, those are challenges for the Eagles' defense, especially for a defense that can be undisciplined in their lane rushes sometimes. This is not the week for that. You know, Bryce Huff, Nolan Smith, BG, and in particular, Josh Sweat, because he is, like, notorious for losing contain. They can't do it. They can't do it today in this game. They can't rush. They can't speed rush and get run by the quarterback. That can't happen because he will hurt you. In man coverage, he'll gain 25 before you can even react to it with everybody with their backs turned. And if you're in zone, he's going to scramble. Horizontal to the line of scrimmage and buy time for guys to alter their routes and come back. So they have to keep him in the pocket, and they've got to figure out a way to get this number four ranked rush offense under control early in the game and make them one-dimensional.
You know, Seth, I'm curious because you've been a part of those back-to-backs, especially when you're playing division opponents and everything like that. How much stock do you put into that they had a little bit of a dogfight against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now they're coming to play us? Do you think that factor works in our favor?
Oh, yeah, especially on a short week. Back in the day when Washington had the Hogs, like, on Monday and Tuesday, you felt like you was just beat to hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because those guys, they were a very physical football team. Now, there were some other teams you played. I mean, I could have probably suited up again on Wednesday, but not after playing, you know, the aforementioned Redskins. Yeah. No way. Yeah. So when you think about that physical type of game that they just played, and they didn't have the luxury of being able to pull their starters in the fourth quarter, they had to play all the way through and came up, you know, with a one-point loss. So you take all of that into consideration, and also take into consideration they got to get on the bus. Even though they played at home, they got to get on the bus and ride up here 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? So you take all those things into consideration, and the fact that the Eagles are going to be at home, even though it's a short week, I think it's an advantage for the Eagles because the Eagles had a chance to, in the fourth quarter, pull all their starters and get some guys rested. So there's a massive advantage, in my opinion.
Seth Joyner joining us here as we discuss the Eagles and the Commanders tomorrow night. Huge one in the NFC. Seth, how'd you assess the season Jalen Hurts has had to this point? Because we were discussing earlier, in my mind, I feel like we've almost underrated it because it wasn't great early. It was choppy turnovers, and it feels like we've almost missed the point that now, in totality, he's having a really good year. I mean, look at his numbers compared to all the other quarterbacks. His rankings are right there, 4, 5, 6, 8, like, you know, clearly a top 10 kind of season. Does it feel like he gets talked about that way? How would you assess the season in totality of Hurts so far?
Well, listen, you know, first of all, you got to, you got to bring into the equation, we're talking about Philadelphia, okay? You got to bring into the equation that, you know, we as a city and our sports teams, we're probably more critical than any other city in the nation. We ride high and we enjoy the good times, but when times aren't good, we become extremely critical. And noise is palpable because it filters out on a national level. You know, so the disrespect for Jalen hasn't just been in Philadelphia. It's on a national level. I think I saw somebody, a quote by Dominique Foxworth yesterday, that making a comparison to Jalen Carter and Jaden Daniels. And Dominique said that, you know, Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC East. And I'm like, what about a body of work? This kid's played, what, 9 games? Mm-hmm. Are you going to crown him? You know, and then it's just, you know, the hate for Jalen, you know, is palpable because I just believe that. I feel like when you're a first-round quarterback that you get so much more away and so much more forgiveness and benefit those type of guys because the expectations are so high and you get, you know, sometimes 3, 4, 5 years sometimes that you ain't it. You know, but when you seep out of that first round and you get pushed to the second or the third, there's not a whole lot of expectations on you, you know. So when you falter a little bit, even though you have some success, the hate and everything else that goes along with that is magnified, you know. If Jalen Hurts was a top 10 draft pick, we wouldn't even be talking about him the way we're talking about him. We just wouldn't. Because when you look around, you look at Jared Goff last week had 5 interceptions. Brock Purdy had 2 interceptions. But all we want to talk about is all, you know, Jalen, he turned the ball over again. But these other quarterbacks around the league, like, I got into it with Joe the other morning because I'm like, always move the goalposts when it comes to Jalen. The expectations are so much greater for him than it is for any other quarterback in the National Football League. And that's BS. It's wrong. You know, look at his body of work. Oh, he can't throw. Then you look at him. Dropping dimes, you know, to A.J. Brown. Oh, he can't throw over the middle. Oh, then he hits A.J. Brown across the middle. Everything that people keep talking about what he can't do, he keeps proving people wrong, and people continue to look for reasons to discount this guy. And wrong, because you know what? Plain and simple, he's a winner. He's got ways to win. Everybody wants to talk about Nick Sirianni's record. Well, guess what? If Nick Sirianni is 40 or 41 and 19, guess what? Jalen Hurts is 41 and 19 right along with him. And you tell me how many other quarterbacks got a better record in the National Football League than that. One, Patrick Mahomes. This man has respect.
Well said, Seth. Yeah, I think we have tunnel vision sometimes. You mentioned the interceptions. I mean, there are 3 or 4 quarterbacks that have doubled the interceptions just this season. And we kind of harp on, yeah, we have the tunnel vision on what Jalen does here in Philly. Seth,
it could be worse. Okay. There's a lot of places out. There's a lot of places out there that will take Jalen Hurts right now.
In a heartbeat.
It would swap.
Yeah.
So I mean, sometimes you know you got to be happy with what you got because the alternative could be a hell of a lot worse.
Well, that's true. There's a handful of teams in the NFL that are just dying for a quarterback. Seth, we appreciate you hopping on as always. Have a great rest of the week and enjoy tomorrow night. And we'll catch up next week, hopefully with a first place Eagles team. Thank you, Seth.
You got it, fellas. Peace.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.